Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Start that party right, Rowdy.
Get her done. Bye.
Welcome out to another episode of Dead Head Rick and Matty.
Oh,
damn, I just went fucking dizzy doing that.
57.
57. You know what else has 57?
Heinz.
I was just going to say that. Heinz.
Chevy.
57 Chevy. It's a great year. Yeah, boys. In the background, you will hear Dr. Don's beautiful rendition of Vodka Tonight.
I think that's how many different venereal diseases
Dr. Don's got?
Dr. Don's had in his career.
That's probably why he switched to vodka.
Right.
That shit blacks him right out.
That lounge singing is a dangerous profession, man.
I can imagine. A martini.
It's good drinking music.
It is. I thought it was very lounge-esque. Mm.
2 hour power drinking show.
2 hour power drinker.
Trick and Rowdy go from sober to drunk in 2 hours.
Let me go ahead and hit the record on this just in case we get one of those cutouts like we had last time.
We get one of them every time, don't we?
Not every time. Almost.
Almost.
Austin Tricker coming to the party. What's going on, Austin? I hope you're ready to drink some vodka tonight.
Oh. Get my drinking stretches in.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to pull a throat hammy.
That's right.
And what would you call it? What would you call your drinking muscle?
Forearm hammy.
Right, you got, there's a lot of muscles involved in drinking.
There is.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The burp muscle? You gotta be able to fucking push that shit out.
Push it.
Oh, yeah.
Push it real good. Man, I'm fucking between yawning and burping today. My God.
Oh, yeah. He's got his beer and shots ready.
There, everybody can stare at the sun.
Oh, yeah. Bright. Yep, that's what Big Nick uses to fucking
roll his weed.
Yep. What up, yo? Harold Kills coming to the party. Nick Moon has just joined us. What is happening?
Fans are texting me already.
Look at the fan mail has begun. I love how they wait right before we start, right while we start.
Oh, goodness gracious. There's a lot of shit going on, man.
A lot of shit. Let's go ahead and stop Dr. Don.
I almost got a hold of you, was it 2 Fridays ago?
Yeah.
To have an emergency Rick and Rowdy, dude. I was like, God damn, we've got a giant rock coming from another solar system that might be an alien spaceship.
Oh, fuck.
We're on the verge of World War fucking 3.
Yep.
We're also on the verge of possible economic collapse in the United States. Housing market. There's a lot of weird shit going on. A lot of weird shit going
Appreciate that, man. The
trading. And the stocks and bonds, everything's going kind of fucking nutty right now.
Yeah, you know how I knew everything was going nutty is when XRP started going down more. And I'm like, what the fuck, guys? I thought we were going to the moon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as aliens go, I call bullshit. It's always bullshit.
Remember they disclosed that was going to be a false flag here a couple of years ago. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. One of our first couple of
shows. They're like, watch, they're going to be like aliens.
Yeah, and a few big people had said that was going to be the next false flag.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep. Went from 9/11 to fucking aliens.
Yep. Now we're going to get into that and much more, folks. But before we do that, I would like to say welcome to the Rick and Rowdy Show.
Welcome.
Well, it's the Rick and Rowdy Show at the Wheelhouse, of course.
Yeehaw!
Let's go ahead and play, you know, Rowdy's favorite intro.
Oh, gotta love this one.
Gotta go.
One
sometimes it just pulls it right out of you.
I had to push that one.
And very special announcement today is we have a brand new main sponsor of the show.
Who's that?
That's right. Well, we already know him. You know, you know him, you love him.
Oh man,
you got to throw him up. You got to give him some freaking hell yes. Good old Ford Shore Automotive, Mr. Stan Ford.
Stanley.
Check him out down there, 4945 Page Ave, Jackson, Michigan.
He must like us.
He does. You know, he's a good guy. 517-764-9208. You want to call him, give him some hell, ask him some questions about a 1969 Camaro.
Right, or just random shit. You know, I got a 1928 Massey Ferguson. Wonder what the points gap needs to be set at.
Oh, yeah. He likes wasting time on that, let me tell you. But no, we want to say thanks to Stan. Great guy. If you guys got, you know.
He's a lonely guy. Just give him a call. He likes to talk.
Or just stop on down. Free donuts on Fridays.
free donut Friday.
Yeah, that's word goes around.
He's going to have to do that eventually.
I mean, I'm going to stop in there one
People
Friday.
Are just going to start fucking piling in there at 9 o'clock like, hey, I thought there was donuts.
Yeah, I heard you had donuts, Stan. Put a bell up there and fucking ring the shit.
Oh, man, he's going to kill us.
thanks for your contribution.
Thank you, Stan.
He's going to be on for one full year. So that means he's got until next September.
No, that's cool. That's dedication.
Yeah, and that right there, I mean, like I said, folks, he helped me pay for the year to stream. So our stream is brought to you by him.
Yeah, fucking A, dude.
Hell yeah, that's the way to do it.
Thank you, Stanley.
On to other news. I've wasted entirely too much money at Goodwill. And I am getting some inventory. Pretty good inventory. I haven't told everybody about everything I've gotten because if I did, everybody would want to buy it. But I got some good stuff.
It's starting
going.
To look like fucking Sanford and Son.
It's getting
here.
A little bit too we're it gonna is. Have to back some shit up or give some shit away.
You're gonna have to break into the other garage over there.
Don't
set
worry
up
about
another
the shit
office.
Behind me. All that shit's gonna go somewhere else.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing
Keep
to see
moving.
Here. Keep moving.
But yeah, besides that, how the hell you been, man? What's going on?
Since good. Busy. Just fucking floating through life, man. Summer's over. It actually felt like a long summer for a change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we still got a couple decent weeks left, but yeah, it's starting to wind down. I'm starting to go into hibernation mode, tired every day, sleeping 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, it's the, thanks for that share, Billy. I don't know if it's something about this time of year.
I think it makes you more tired. Something primal in us.
Yeah, it's like supposed to make you like get
like
ready
we're
for
supposed
hibernation.
To get ready to hibernate. Yeah, I honestly do. I've always thought that. My inner Cro-Magnon man is saying take more naps.
You know what else I was thinking? Is I had a damn Burger King Whopper. Shouldn't have did it. I know fast food's evil.
Ugh, God.
But it's been so long since I had one.
You just had to remind yourself how shitty they were?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here afterwards
and
I'm like,
shitty they make you feel?
Fucking worth it, right?
Jesus Christ, your heart starts pumping harder.
I could have just went and got a damn Little Debbie from fucking Family Fair and been just as fine.
Yeah. Eric, I'm with you. We're going to have the Rick and Rowdy episode on hoarding.
That hat, right.
We'll just do the portable camera and go around and look at his piles.
Yep. Yeah, that's about it. He said, me and Bill eat those before 9. Nick said, no donuts. They get those damn things gone before they open the front doors. So, yeah, man. I just, looking around, man, I want to do 50 million things, but I can't. I can only do one at a time.
Right. I can only,
even if I can.
You can only buy 50 million things.
Well, that too. I mean, I can buy 50 million things, but who's going to be here to help me put them all up on the wall? You know what I mean?
I'm waiting for the back wall to collapse from all the clocks.
Eric Johnson. What's that? Oh, no, it'll be all right.
Jeez.
We got that thing in there pretty good.
Oh, thank God you don't have them all set at the same time.
You know what? I was going to wait until before the second hour, because that's his spot and what he paid for. But we have another new sponsor to the show I would like to go ahead and get to, if I may.
Go ahead.
Let's welcome Big Mike Miracle coming in hot.
I got to talk to Mike.
Yeah.
I need Mike's help. Mike, get a hold of me. Do I get a show discount?
A little bit of everything, man. I'm telling you, he does remodels, handyman, snow removal, when the snow falls, commercial, residential, with salting. That's coming up.
Well, I might be able to help him out with some of that because I've commercially plowed for over 25 years.
Oh, okay.
And well, a couple of years ago, I quit doing residentials, but I still get 50 to 100 calls a year for residentials.
All right.
So, Mike, I would be happy to refer some of those. Also, possibly talk to you about salting a couple of my lots.
There you go.
But I also need some construction done at my house.
Ooh,
buddy.
It's like a trifecta.
So we need to talk, dude. I got shit needs to be done like ASAP.
Look at that, Mike. You're paying money, you're making money.
Right.
Already. It's the first show and you've already done it.
Forget about it.
What a great world we live in. Hey. What do they call that? Capitalism.
Networking.
Okay, networking, I guess so, yeah.
Capitalism is what happens from networking.
Good point. Yeah, I didn't stay in school too long.
Yeah, neither did I.
I got out. My dad said I had a good talent for the phones. He put me on the phones. He said, you don't come home until you get 3 ad sales a day. And that's what I did every day from the age of...
And he walked, worked all year to get one main sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Rowdy needs help. Is Mike a trained psychologist? Ooh.
Damn.
Zinger. Oh, I missed it. Oh, wait. What am I doing hitting all this? I got to put...
Only thing I need help with is my fucking house.
All right, we're going to turn that off now. We're ready to go.
Which I signed tomorrow. It'll officially be mine after the divorce.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my fucking God.
How's that feel? Pretty good, huh?
No, my ass hurts.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least now you got time to lick your wounds.
Went from 4-something%. I didn't realize we're on a 40-year mortgage.
Damn.
And, you know, I got the house and the divorce. I assumed the debt is what I got. And I'm like, motherfucker, I lived there 23 years.
What up, princess?
I owe what I bought the house for 23 fucking years ago.
No shit.
Yeah. And the percentage rate was reasonable for something. And I just refinanced at 7.125% on a 30-year mortgage.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On 120 grand, guess what I'm gonna pay on top of that 120 grand? $160,000.
So you still have to pay that.
Are you ready? I mean that's the interest on a 30-year loan for 120 grand.
Damn.
I gotta pay back 160. I'm like, I'm just renting this motherfucker. I've got equity into it, so it's no big deal. If I sold it, I'll make some money, but it's like, fuck me.
It's still like, when can I stop paying on this fucking place?
Dude, it's a fucking joke. And then you never own it because you still got to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, that's always bullshit. That's what I told, I was sitting here with my cousin one day. And
get a house you can afford.
Right.
And just consider it cheaper than fucking rent.
Well, that's what I told him. I was like, you know, I was like, I really don't really own this house. We're just renting it. And by the reason why I said that was... is because you're not really going to own anything forever. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, even if you owned it, your family, even if your family took it from you.
Still paying taxes. Even if your family's owned it free and clear for the last 200 years, you're still paying taxes on it. You're paying rent. And if you don't pay your rent, they'll just take the fucker from you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they ain't giving you back the equity in it. You're just fucked.
Hey, you said how much you like the house. She said, I know somebody who can, you know... wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Well,
that sounds like the mafia.
It just got refinanced. It literally, Friday, not tomorrow. Friday at 3 o'clock, I go sign the fucking papers. That shit's done. Everything's done that was ordered by the judge.
Nice.
As of Friday at 3 o'clock.
Shit. You know what else is done?
My brain cells? What?
I got this fucking... I finally got us some good shit to fuck with later. So I got...
Oh, you actually got stuff for this show.
Yep. And then I also have Rowdy's Girl of the Week.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a special edition.
I got to tell you, man, I've been watching some of your fucking Wheelchair Wednesday shit, dude. You're starting to give me a fetish for girls in wheelchairs.
You know, it's weird because, like, I get guys every once in a while, but the girls are, like, the ones that are the most...
Dude, the girls in the wheelchair, like, yeah, like, you had some really fucking hot girls.
I mean...
And I'm like, God damn, am I getting a thing for girls in wheelchairs?
If you watch enough of my content, so, you probably will.
So, ladies.
he's a single man.
Who's calling Karate?
Oh, you need that sink fix, do you?
Hey, need an escort on that date? I got mm-hmm, you. All I need mm-hmm. is a van, shit.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll borrow accessible. Yours.
Well, fuck, as long as I get a percentage of the profits.
I'm fucking right.
No, yeah, it's weird because, like, I try to go, like, when I do them, like, I want to alternate them. I want to go guy, girl, guy, girl, guy, girl. So I'm not just doing, like, all the same sex or whatever.
Rowdy Bigelow, wheelchair gigolo.
Wheelchair gigolo. There you go, Gina. Gina Shu. She's my homie. More like Rowdy's man of the month.
No, but Rowdy, seriously, though, no joke, all jokes aside, beautiful women, intelligent. I like, you've had some really good girls on the wheelchair.
Yeah, I Wednesday. Man, and thank y'all again, those who was on it.
A bunch of them friend me on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they probably watch our shit and they're like, hey,
look at this asshole.
Look at this fucking guy. Well, this then you're really gonna enjoy this
pathetic fuck with a beard.
You're really gonna enjoy Rowdy's Girl the week.
What's then up, this time, Danny.
But yeah, man, you know, I want to give everybody an opportunity to hit it up. And, a lot of times the women are the ones that are like, cause I give them all the same spiel. Like, hey, I was wondering if you want to get on an episode of Wheelchair Wednesday. This is what we do. Here's the link to what I got going on. That way they can see that I've actually done it before. Nine times out of 10, the woman's going to hit me back and be like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. They're very outgoing, very entertaining.
Right. I've had more men be like, I don't know, man, I'm not trying to put my shit out there like that. Or I'm not really much for a camera, or like today.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's...
Yeah, like I couldn't get up with them because of
the girls,
like,
are way more outgoing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And entertaining, and nice to look at.
Well, they, yeah, I mean, they do bring more views. I don't know why. It's, you know, it's a mystery.
Because they're girls?
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
It's funny, when you think about that, you think about the term easy on the eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because all the old-timers used to have that.
Fuck.
Because you can look at some, like... forgive me, but grotesque, ugly-looking motherfucker.
Thanks to AI,
and you're like,
they're all easy on the eyes. Jesus Christ, dude. We were talking about that prior to the show. You know, there's going to be some women that take offense to this. Too bad, because it ain't the dudes that are using the fucking sparkly filters. And, you know, it's terrible. The filters are fucking terrible, dude.
Yeah.
And it's terrible how many... because of that AI and because of all that filtering bullshit, how many threes think they're fucking tens?
Oh, and you know what's going to fuck it up about? Like, fuck them up and fuck the whole situation up?
But they're fucking gonna go through... that's fucking the whole dating world up.
Right, and now they're going to go through thinking that they're fucking eights, and they're going to be like, yeah. They're going to show up, and the guy's going to be like, whoa, what the fuck?
I just got an argument on the internet. Imagine that. Boy, it was a serious argument. No, but this jackass had to chime in on it. And I said, how many, I said, the problem with the fucking internet is how many threes think they're fucking tens now. You know, that's really affected the dating scene. Like these chicks are like, think they're going to get fucking, you know, I don't know any hot guys' names, but name a hot soccer player's name, insert here. They think they're going to score some dude like that.
Right.
And not with all the AI filters, bitch, you're just like catfishing everybody. And, yeah, it's bad. So anyways, I had made a comment like that, how many threes are, you know, ruining it.
What up, Pickens?
And this dude goes, well, maybe you should be nicer to those threes. You wouldn't be so lonely. I said, brother,
dang.
I said, I'm far from fucking lonely. But
That's funny. I had to hit that button.
But, you know, it's really, it's affecting the whole fucking dating mingling bullshitting scene.
You know what? Dan's got a point. He says, fuck, Chad, you telling me you're not on a filter right now? God damn.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm always this handsome motherfucker.
See, that it does, though, kind of like, because we were talking about this earlier. Like, no, this looks like a filter.
Filter?
That's like real life.
That's real life rowdy right there.
That's rowdy.
Right there, brother. Oop. Yeah, there we go.
Up.
Oh, I break the camera.
No, you're good.
It's fixed.
What up, Tomasa? Que pasa, Tomasa? Nick Boone said, going in for it. Oh, fucks. What up, Pickens? Good to see you. We're just giving Rowdy hell.
Yeah.
His fetishes.
Well, we haven't even dove into that yet.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I don't know if I can keep monetized.
I was going to say, I don't know if we can have a show.
No, nah, they'll probably cancel. You know, speaking of canceling.
If you want to talk about fetishes, you got to call Dave.
Ooh, where's my Dave's not here?
We don't want to go there.
Jeez.
We don't want to go there. Now watch him fucking chime in at any minute. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Right. Hey, do you know where this comes from? Tell me this. Did you hear it?
I can barely hear
it. It's kind of quiet. But have you ever seen the show called The Wire?
I don't think so.
Dude, I just finished it. So fucking good. This
like
dude's
a
name is
miniseries or some shit?
Yeah, yeah, yep. His name is Senator Clay Davis. And he's like, you know him if you've seen him. But that's his like go-to fucking word is
shit.
Yep, just drags it on out.
Shit.
Yep.
Nope.
It's a good one.
I highly recommend it.
Highly recommend it.
I was just thinking of Red Fox, you dummy.
Yeah, I need to get some new buttons over here, too. I was using this one the other night, and I was fucking yelling at it. Let me turn this down, because this is going to blow people's fucking ears out.
What the fuck is that? Oh, Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, it's still kind of quiet. I was hitting that button, and I was turning around like it was somebody in the back, like, Grandpa, it's all right. It's my buddies. Just calm down. It's funnier than hell.
What the fuck?
He said, check your messenger if you can. I will, but damn it, Ben, I told you this is no time to look at your midget porn, okay? Princess says, too bad there isn't an AI for -3 personalities.
Yeah.
AI can catfish all day, but personality will out a hoe every time.
That was one of my kind of complaints, about that whole conversation we were having. How, you know, I'm not fucking, when I was looking, I wasn't looking for a 10.
Right.
I wasn't looking to fuck. I just was trying to communicate, just to have a conversation again.
Mm-hmm.
And being snubbed by what I would call a 3 was kind of offensive. And I sure as fuck, I'd call myself a solid 5. But getting snubbed by a 3 was kind of pissing me off, and it honestly gave these girls some pretty big heads.
I had to think about that for a second. I was like, wait, you gave the
girls? Yeah, I was trying to think of the way to word it, but like you said, -3 personality.
Right.
And I'm just trying to have conversations. Like, I'm not trying to shack up with you. I'm not trying to have kids. You know, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm just trying to bullshit with some girls. And and learn how to do it again. And it was a little disheartening because I'm a pretty strong personality. You know, if I get kicked in the dick, it's bad.
Right. So, Randy, are you looking for any ammunition right now?
Ooh.
Ben Insider here has got these 243 wins, 80 grain, pointed soft points.
This guy will sell clocks. Ammunition.
Hey, it's not mine. This is his.
Sea rations, World War II.
I don't need it. I don't have a gun to fit him.
I did see there was a sale up north at Ebel's, which is this place in Falmouth. Falmouth. Falmouth.
Oh, fuck.
And it's Clam Township. It is east of Cadillac, west of Harrison. 1,000 rounds. Can't remember the grain, 9mm for $249.
Right.
Which seemed pretty reasonable for 1,000 rounds of 9mm.
For 1,000 rounds of anything, yeah, for $200 is pretty reasonable.
Yeah. whole case of it. I was like, holy shit. And I said, nah.
But you know what? I thought about that too when I was buying steel fucking cased Russian ammunition. Mm. And then I put it in my fucking gun. Not only just one gun, but I put it in my Glock. I put it in my fucking Taurus. And every single one would jam.
Squib.
They would jam.
You know.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? Jam, but yes.
I've never had a fucking problem. And I don't know where the fuck you're getting that from. But there's been an ammunition embargo with Russia for several years now. We can't get Talamo. We can't get anything.
Oh, that's why I ain't seen Wolf around.
Yeah, there's been an embargo against any Russian ammunition. So if you're getting any type of Russian ammunition, it is from a long fucking time ago that somebody had it stockpiled in a warehouse.
Right.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And all ammunition's dirty. There's just different grades of dirty. Any 22 long rifle or short that you shoot is some of the dirtiest ammunition on the planet. 22 is just fucking horrible.
Dude, it's real dirty.
But yeah, anyways, you know, it's all dirty.
I'd like to welcome James to the show. James Rebies. He was joining us on Saturday night, I think it was. We was having a jam session. And Jimmy let me make a song up about him waiting for his old lady to come home so he could smash on her.
She just said I had a barf-tastic personality.
I mean, not for nothing. If I could close my eyes and keep them closed, looks real relevant. I'm going to hear you be a terrible barfalistic personality one way or another.
I've been kicked in the dick before, but damn.
You know, barf-tastic takes you to a whole... If you're a guy and some girl calls you barf-tastic...
I'm going to fucking use that word forever now.
Especially if you puke at a party.
It's like 80s.
Like, he's got a real barf-tastic personality.
He's fucking...
Who are you talking about, old Johnny over there?
She's that's barf-tastic.
Fucking puked all over my fucking linen closet.
I love it. I don't even remember what the fuck I was going to look up now. I had my phone in my hand, and I just read barf-tastic.
Damn, princess, you fucking...
I know. We're just playing with you.
I said you threw him up.
I love that fucking word, barf-tastic.
That's great.
God damn it, I was going to look something up.
If you are listening to this after the fact on one of the many podcast platforms such as Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Stitcher, I don't know. There's like a million of them. If you're listening to them on any one of those, you guys are missing out. You got to come see what's going on.
Aren't we on Tinder too?
Because, no, that's when Dave had his feet pics.
Oh.
He made us take it down. I'm telling you, it's a great show. And you know what? Thanks for listening anyway. You know where our top listener or our top downloaders are coming from right now? And you're going to laugh at this because I thought it was fucking hilarious. Berlin, Germany.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Remember when we did the whole map thing? We talked about doing it again.
Yeah. Well, we did it a couple times.
God, that was so fucking cool.
It's been more
like,
than once.
We could literally pick out a listener and like zoom down in on their continent, damn near on top of their house. Like,
yeah,
the fucker, fucker lives in this neighborhood somewhere. That was cool shit.
Absolutely.
Man, we got to do that again. When we get back on a regular schedule, because we've just been kind of dicking off.
You know what I think we'll do?
Well, you're taking care of your shit. I'm kind of enjoying the vacation because we did this for two fucking solid years every other Wednesday.
It didn't seem like it.
Pretty fucking religiously. So it's kind of nice. You know how it is. You go on vacation. It's like, fuck, do I really want to go back? Do I really want to go back into the grind?
Knock the dust off.
Yeah, and I do because I still think we got a lot of shit in us to talk about. And when it comes time where I used to do a little bit of homework in that 2 weeks that were, you know, between shows.
Right.
When we get back on the schedule, I'll start doing homework again and actually not rely on the just off the wall bullshitting entertainment that we
even though we can't
we have
for
which
two
we could
hours,
which we could
shit, but, yeah.
But we used to talk about a lot of factual shit. We both did our due diligence. We sent videos to each other. We played the videos, et cetera, et cetera. So when it gets back into full time, we'll actually work at this again.
Well, and it's taken us a little bit to kind of get used to a formula that works, because if you think about how we started off to where we're going at to like where we're at now,
but we've
what
always
we know
had
how to
it.
Do. Well, I mean, like at first I was so nervous and I got as much material as possible. I'm throwing everything out there. But then in the end, really.
No. Because when we first started out, it was all talk.
Oh.
And it was and several shows in. And then about a year to a year and a half in was where we had a lot of shows. We had Dave's Girl of the Week. We had all this
separate
name
shit.
This song, all this shit that we did for the entertainment, which, you know, we had to put a little bit of work into.
Right.
But it was kind of fun to go full circle and go back to our roots, where our last couple of shows, we haven't had any fucking videos.
No. And I felt bad because
I thought our last show 3 weeks ago was fucking hilarious. And it's rare that I go back and listen to a show.
Yeah. Oh, you actually went back to that one, huh?
Other than worrying, like, fuck, what did I say the other night? That's usually what I do. If I go back to listen to the show, I'm like, God damn it.
You're like, what did I fucking say?
What the fuck did you say, you fucking dumbass?
And then you listen to it and you're like, oh, it's not that bad.
I was like, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Exactly. But yeah, I went back and listened to it just, you know, a couple of pieces. And it was kind of fun because we didn't have to have all this other horse shit to keep people entertained. And we kept a full house all night. And everything we talked about was funny as shit.
Right.
So. Holy fuck it. Chat just went nuts.
No, it does that because it resets itself. Now, I do have this recorded. So if this does fuck up, we will come back and we'll start off where we left off. But right now, it seems like we're good to go.
We'll do it again.
We'll fucking do it live. Sorry. So I went in to get my fourth visit to the dentist place or whatever to get my dentures. And they got this fucking wax. It's literal wax they have, right? That they fit to your, like...
Just like the ring on a toilet bowl seal?
Oh, dude, don't... fuck. I'm glad I wasn't thinking of that.
Exact same wax.
So anyway...
Just bite down on this this toilet ring.
So the first... No, hold on. I gotta like, kind of put it in context. So the first visit you go there, they take this fucking goop.
We've all done that. I had fucking
and they goop
braces,
you.
And they goop you.
They goop you. And then the second one I came in, they do another goop, but this is a different stuff. And then the next one you come in was the one I did today, which is where they actually have it, and they fucking take the shit and they burn it down or whatever. It's like a, you know, it's kind of like a mold of what you're going to get, but they want to see where you're biting down.
Had all that shit done.
So yeah, she took it to where I bit down and like I was able to actually have my mouth all the way closed.
Yep.
To where I look natural. And
whatever that
I
is.
I can't stop thinking about toilet bullshit now. Fuck. I know, right?
Whatever that is, natural Rick.
Natural, yeah, it's not as good as it sounds.
Make sure they label the molds that natural Rick.
Well, it's funny because when she pulled it out, at the end, they put the shit in there to keep them together. And so, like, you keep them together, then they pull them all out as one big thing. Why they do that is to show where your bite line is.
Right.
Because I have underbite. My front teeth go underneath my bottom teeth.
Yeah.
And so she says that they're gonna like, attach the teeth to where they're going to fix that. You'll still have your same bite, but they're going to fix your appearance.
Yeah, just square it up, man.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
Dude, I've had palatal expander and like, yeah, all that shit. It's just fucking teeth, dude.
One bad thing that I found out that I came into was right here, there's like a little piece of my gum that kind of like pops out, and it hurt when she put the thing in. She was like, yeah, we might have to soften that out. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Right.
That mean you got to fucking numb me back out and grind it down? Because that's what I'm thinking.
But fuck that. Just be a man, get the 36 grit, and zzzz.
Be a man.
Get the wheel and just grind it off.
Grab the fucking hammer and just smack me right in the face.
Yeah.
How to take care of
you. You'll get through it. You're almost there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, whatever. She didn't seem very, you know, obviously it's probably a fucking common thing that happens all the time. But
she was just thinking to herself all the time, quit being such a pussy.
Okay. I didn't have a comeback for that one, but all right.
What the fuck is that?
Chill out, Ermie.
Quit being a pussy.
All right.
So how soon till you get them?
So.
Then we're going to fuck with you. Because I told you, we want you to get the big horse teeth.
Mm-hmm. Well, here.
Like, tell them, just accentuate the size of my teeth a little bit. Give me some personality.
She said, is there anybody, or is there any pictures that you want us to use, or is there anybody that you like their teeth, you want their teeth?
Oh, my God, I'm going to start sending you
and
pictures.
And I'm like, bro, don't tell me that. I'm looking around, and I'm like, I don't want my old teeth, because my old teeth are, like, separated.
Every picture is going to be Mr. Ed, and make sure you get a gap tooth in the center.
That's what I sent him.
So every time he smiles, we can go.
I really did. I took one picture that I had. It was in my mouth before they yanked my teeth out, and I said, I want chiclets like this, but I want them to look nice and all together. You know what I mean? I still want my big teeth. I just want that shit to look nice. You know what I mean? She said, I like your cup, Rick. Thank you.
I'm such a dick, but I can't help it.
Tomasa says, so it's more natural, like your real teeth. Yeah. Oh, and the girls that are doing it, they kind of like, you know, they know it's me. They know who I am. They watch me on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Some of them.
Poor girls.
They were like, she was like, now, I know you're not going to want the white, right? And I'm like, no. And she was like, and I'm like, you mean like the bright-ass bleach white? And she's like, yeah. And she kind of gave me that look. Right. And I'm like, no. She's like, good. I figured not.
Can I get a diamond in my grill and maybe a little gold over here?
Well, she pulled out the natural colors. And she's like, here's our whitest natural color. And it didn't look fucking white at all. And I'm like, let's go one down. Let's do one down from that. And then I got that. And then the apprentice came in and she was like, I got to say, I was glad to see you got that color. And I was like, oh, cool. I guess it's natural. I don't know. I don't fucking know, guys. I just want it done, man.
Just get it done.
I want to learn how to fucking talk with it. I want to keep them in and never take them out.
What the fuck is Oh, Jim Carrey, the mask.
Yeah. What about him?
I'll send you that picture.
Oh, the teeth pick? Yeah. Yep, I know exactly. As soon as you said that, it popped in my head. Ben said, I hate my dentures. Ben, but I'm sure when you got your dentures, you didn't go in and fucking have to go to like 8 visits and shit like that. I bet you if you had a chance and an opportunity to get them fitted nice and right, you'd probably take it.
Those actually are really perfect teeth in the mask.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They look good. So I mean, for that specific
thing. I sent you a couple of those. Mm-hmm. Now, every time I see nice teeth, I'm going to send them to you. Like, hey, show her this.
Take that. Tell them you want one of these.
Picture Mr. Ed.
Oh, this fucking guy. There you go.
I couldn't help it.
Smokey. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Keith's been doing the whole chat. GPT, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, God. I wish
people Dude, there's a fucking 16-year-old that just committed suicide after having a 2 or 3 month conversation with that fucking thing.
Yeah, you're just not safe.
No, well, Keith thinks he's smarter than everybody else. So he's like having like hardcore long term conversations with. But he did send us a pretty kick ass No Ma'am song.
Mm hmm.
And then he's giving us GPT renditions of what it thinks the No Man members look like.
Oh, okay.
So he did Uncle Joe. He did Scooter Shuffles.
I've seen how he shared that, like cartoons.
Yeah, he did Just Jameson. He did, you know, Rowdy. Oh, my God. All of them were fucking hilarious as shit.
That is funny.
Yeah, that thing creeps me out. He's like, talk to it. And I said, fuck you.
Well, it's not just ChatGPT. Every fucking phone and every company has got AI now.
Oh, last night, texting a friend of mine. I put my phone on my fucking...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Me to light a cigarette, and the fucking phone answered for him. A text.
Oh, answer the text for you?
And I said, get the fuck out of here. I did not fucking write that.
What did it say?
It was something simple. Like, no, everything's okay. Or just something weird. And I looked down and I'm like, sometimes.
Oh, you were watching it type it out or what?
No. You know how sometimes it'll give suggestions and like how to respond to a text?
Right.
I did not touch anything.
Mm.
And I did not see anything pop up.
Could have been a ghost.
As soon as the question was asked, it just answered. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Ghost of the machine, man.
Dude, it's all this technology shit. Honestly, dude, I'll go back to a goddamn flip phone.
What up, Gemini?
Break out the telegraph.
Hey there. What's going on?
I'm just sitting here talking to Rowdy about AI and how you can have conversations with it. Can you tell me about, do you know anything about the Rick and Rowdy show?
Ah, yes. The Rick and Rowdy show. It's a hilarious, over-the-top wrestling show with some crazy characters. What's your favorite thing about it?
Well, first of all, you're wrong, lady, because right now we're doing the Rick and Rowdy show, and it's actually a podcast with two guys where we talk about world events and funny stuff.
And drinking.
My bad. So, what's the craziest topic you guys have covered on the podcast so far?
We ask the questions, bitch.
We ask the questions. Fucking turn her off.
But wait, I want to fuck with it.
Oh, you want to fuck? Okay.
No, I want to play with it.
Okay, go ahead.
What's her name?
Her name is Gemini.
Gemini.
Okay, Gemini.
Gemini, familiarize yourself with the Rick and Rowdy show on Wheelchair Rick's podcast.
I understand. You'd like me to familiarize myself with the Wheelchair Rick's podcast?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, do it now.
I can't access live web pages, so I can't look up the Wheelchair Rick's podcast right now. If you tell me more about the podcast, though, I can definitely familiarize myself with it.
It's full of drinking, debauchery,
and alien sex.
Whoa, that sounds intense. So what's the craziest thing that's ever happened on the podcast?
Dave sold picture of his feet to Tinder.
Wait, Dave sold pictures of his feet to Tinder? That's wild. How did that even come up?
It was a challenge.
That's hilarious. What was the craziest challenge you've
ever done? Okay, we get it.
Hey,
she just keeps asking your questions.
Hey, I feel like you're asking us a lot of questions. And V asks the questions.
Fucking damn robot.
See, but that's exactly why I don't like that shit, because it's kind of the same thing with Keith. Keith has to constantly input information, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you might as well be talking to the fucking CIA, bro.
And you know, really, I mean, that's kind of what it is. If you're not doing nothing wrong, it is, you know, some big deal. But here's the thing.
Which we're not, and it
is. I use it for a tool. So, like, for instance, we were out and about, we were in a traffic jam.
But I thought this shit's supposed to be all knowing. Why the fuck isn't it doing its, when I said, go do your research?
Right. It's supposed to be like, blah, 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 blah. You know,
it ain't
got to
be live internet. It should go back through all the YouTube podcasts.
Because it's just civilian AI. It's not military.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. That shit Keith's fucking with is pretty creepy.
I mean, that's probably a little bit better than what I got. I think Gemini is more, it's a Samsung thing. Or no, it's not Samsung, is it? It could be. I think it's something like Gemini is Motorola AI, because that's who I got. They thought that was funny. But no, like, you know, it's people who spend so much time on this shit. This thing is a fucking tool. Use it as a tool. This is not like a... If you want to have a conversation
now,
with somebody,
wait a minute.
Find a
tool would give you a response. I mean, if you push a saw and you're cutting wood, it gives you a response by cutting the fucking wood. This thing only asks questions.
Well, it tells you what you want to know.
It did not tell me what I wanted to know.
Well, hold on. Let me say this. When I was in traffic, when we were coming back from Florida, we were right by this church, and I'm like, can you tell me the church that I'm near right now? And she said, unfortunately, I cannot tell you where you're at because I don't have location.
So you turned it on.
So I said
FBI can track you.
So I said, well, right now I'm on the corner, and I looked because I could see the sign because we weren't moving. I was like, we're right by the intersection of blah 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 street. She's like, ah, yes, that's the St. Michael's Church. It's been built in 1809.
Okay,
and blah,
okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
So
and
it's
like,
a Encyclopedia Britannica.
If you give it exact prompts and you tell it exactly what it needs to tell you what you want to know, it'll tell you.
I get it.
But, you know, if it's just something vague and it's like, I don't fucking know.
But the shit's creepy because it constantly wants to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wants to ask you everything.
Well,
right.
It will defer your questions to a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, yeah, that shit's creepy to me.
Well, and if you think about it, it's almost built into its core, right? Because
it wants to learn nonstop.
Why have a live button that you can press to talk to it? You don't have to turn it off. You just leave it on. And that's what, you know, I'm guessing what Keith's doing.
Well, it's like all our and cell phones. Just, they all fucking listen to us. It's like we're talking about a trip at going to a shopping spree on jeans, and you pull up Facebook and, oh, look at all these jean ads that pop up.
No, but what I mean is, like, right now, if I ask it something, it's not going to say nothing because it's not listening. I mean, even though it is listening, right? But if I have it on, I can just turn it on and I can talk to
it
the whole time.
Let me ask it. All right. What's the name, Gemini?
Yeah, but you don't have to call it anything. You can just ask it a question. Go ahead.
Bitch, what were we just talking about?
I don't think
we were just talking about the wheelchair Rick's.
What was the last few things we said to you?
Okay, let's recap. We talked about the Wheelchair Rick's podcast, which you described as full of drinking, debauchery, and alien sex. You mentioned a crazy story about Dave selling pictures of his feet on Tinder as part of a challenge. We also touched on some of your favorite moments from the show. What else would you like to discuss?
Are there any other relevant things that we spoke of regarding the Rick and Rowdy show?
We haven't discussed anything else about the Rick and Rowdy show yet. What other topics would you like to explore?
Have you been listening to us?
I've been listening to you talk about the Rick and Rowdy show, and I'm ready to learn more. What other topics would you like to discuss?
Why is Donald Trump's hair orange?
It's possible Donald Trump's hair appears orange due to a combination of factors. Some speculate it could be the lighting, while others suggest it might be the hair products he uses.
What is the average length of a white male's flaccid penis?
On average, a flaccid penis is about 3.6 inches long. Just a reminder that I don't provide medical advice or diagnoses. You should always talk to a medical professional.
What if that individual lives in Michigan and it's really cold out?
Cold temperatures can cause the penis to retract and appear smaller, but the average size remains the same regardless of location.
Would you refer to that small flaccid penis as a turtle head?
A turtle head is a slang term for when the head of the penis is visible, but the shaft is retracted into the body. Jeez. It's not related to the actual size of the penis.
How warm is it in Jackson, Michigan right now?
I don't think she heard you laughing too much.
Done.
But you see what I mean, though? Dude, this bitch will keep going, dog. I'm telling you. Holy fuck. That
Who
had me,
needs
that had
real
laughing.
Friends when you have ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Who needs penises. Real friends? Why are we even doing this show? I could just go home and talk to her all night.
I know, right? What a life.
Good Lord. That's why Keith talks to it so much. He's training her.
Bro, imagine if you put that shit in an actual woman robot.
That's what I was getting at. That's why Keith is training her right now. So when they finally have a full function robot, he could just download
like,
all
hey,
this shit into
me?
Her.
And be like, yes.
Oh yeah.
You know one thing I thought
you're
was
like,
funny is
you like could, two fingers instead of one. And you like to be slapped and spoken down to.
That's gross.
Oh my God.
Okay, moving on.
Thank God. That could be a whole fucking show.
It could. Look at Tomasa's over here dying. She can't breathe.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to fuck with that shit, because I could ask it stupid questions all night.
Oh, it was going.
The robosexual video.
Alicia says, that reminds me of the Futurama episode with the robosexual video. I was just watching Futurama today.
Did anybody even notice the header for our show tonight?
I don't think so.
Apparently not.
Nobody
it was
said
awesome.
Anything about it.
It was the, what the fuck was it? Asexual, bisexual earthworms.
Oh, yep, yep. No, it was bisexual, asexual.
Bisexual, asexual. Mm-hmm. Quantum physics.
Yep.
And the love triangle of Putin, Kim Jong-un, and Xi.
Xi.
Xi, whatever the fuck.
Xi?
That's China.
Is it? Oh, Kim Jong-un's North Korea.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Aren't they brothers or something?
Yeah, but they got this little love triangle. They're going to be the new superpower of the world, but it's going to take all three of them.
Superpower.
They have no idea when Trump unleashes the power of his orange hair, what they're going to face.
The orange hair power is untested.
When he starts dyeing his hair red, they're all fucked.
Ultra Trump.
Ultra Trump.
Wow, it's going to be on the fucking newspaper tomorrow. Right-wing podcasters.
Ultra Mega Ultra Trump. He's got his hair all fucking red and shit. Fucking pissed off ginger. No offense, Dan.
You know what? That makes me want to use that fucking AI again real quick. Hold on. Make me a cartoon of Ultra Trump with his hair bright fire red and his eyes ultra.
Ultra Mega Trump. I had to fuck with Dan just in case he's still listening.
We'll see what it comes up with. You know, I told it to put a cigarette in your hand earlier and it wouldn't do it.
Tomas, it is the end.
Oh, that just looks like Trump as he is. You know who that looks like? That looks like Trump if he was on that fucking Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Ginger Trump. It does.
Dude, that's Trump from Mike Tyson Punch Out.
That's the final boss from Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Final boss.
Fucking
guy.
Ginger Trump.
That's great. We have fun on this podcast.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Ultra man. Mega Trump.
Oh, is it the end? Tomas from Michigan says, sup, Rowdy?
Yes.
Is it the end?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, I'm starting to fucking wonder, because goddamn, we've got this alien spacecraft from another fucking dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, we've got China, North Korea, and fucking Russia all fucking joining together. Hey guys, let's start a new band. And here we are with our dick buried half deep into fucking Ukraine, and now we're talking about fighting fucking Venezuela. And you know, we're getting we're giving handies to fucking Israel, and this is fucking nuts. Like every time I think it's fucking nuts and we're in a bad position, it just gets nuttier and we're in a fucking worse position.
Right.
I am not 100% thrilled with Trump. Like all my friends are like, oh, you guys suck Trump's dick, this and that. No, man, he's a fucking human being, and I can't predict everything he's going to do. Just like every human being, I don't like everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, bro.
I was watching.
I'm not a fucking fanboy.
I was watching the Stephen, not Colbert, because he's getting canceled. Yeah. But I was watching the Stephen Crowder show. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I know Crowder.
I actually met him. I was watching his shit. I think it was yesterday morning, and Trump was doing a live press conference, and they had asked him about the Epstein shit, because everybody wants to keep bringing up this Epstein shit, which I agree,
we
it's important.
Briefly touched on this.
It's important.
Two shows ago, but yes.
But anyway, so he called it. He's like, the thing is, they keep he's calling it an Epstein hoax. But he's calling it the hoax because they say that he was over there, like, doing shit.
No,
But everybody's like, oh, he called it a hoax. He called it a hoax.
I honestly disagree with that. I don't think he was over there. Did he rub elbows with him?
Well, I think the way that he worded it, though,
at the white
fucking
wine spritzer, et cetera, mm-hmm. Yes. Do I think he has any intimate connection or anything that could condemn him? No, I don't think he does.
He would already let it go.
But I'll tell you what I think he does have. Well, I don't think Trump would have ever brought it up to indict himself in it.
No, I think he does have. he's got juice on somebody.
I think that there is so much juice, and we spoke of this last show. It'd be like opening the floodgates,
right?
Like the stability of governments could not recover from everything that was divulged.
Right.
And I think it has to be a secret for the better of the globe, not just us, but for global everything.
Yeah.
It must be so fucking big.
There are people that it would literally push the fucking red button.
It could destroy nations. And I don't think that that undermining of all the political control, I don't think we could control the tsunami that it would create.
You know what I'm hoping?
It breaking something this big, I think there's so many names on that list that if they broke it this big, it could cause
to see the fear,
global destruction.
Okay, to see the fear in Dan Bongino's face and Cash Patel's face, you could tell somebody got to them and was you open this up.
Nobody got to Bongino. Nobody got to him. I think he understands the seriousness, the repercussions.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. They could have brought it out to him and said, look, guys, this is what we got on this. This is what's going to fucking happen.
Dan Bongino is a fucking patriot. And right. I don't think he would hold back for anybody, even his own career. I think this man was Secret Service. He would have self-sacrificed himself.
Yeah, but about his family? You're going to give up your family?
Nah, I think he would have sacrificed himself and his family for the good of our nation. But I think he might even understand the significance of opening up that fucking book to everybody all at once, the destabilization of countries
that, but you're that, have that to the start
tsunami would be
risk.
Too big to control.
Well, and that's the thing. Is the reason why they haven't arrested anybody is because you arrest one person.
If X amount of countries found out that their fucking president was in bed, was a pedophile, was
fucking little kids, or
adrenochrome
something.
Fucking little kids, hoarding little kids, selling little kids, participating in these pagan satanic rituals.
Mm-hmm.
That it would cause such a fucking uproar, it would cause the fucking the deconstruction of that country, and I think it would happen on multiple countries, and we couldn't handle the fallout.
You know, multiple people.
I'm
would
believing
see
that. I'm telling myself to believe that right. Because other than that, there's no fucking reason that it shouldn't all come undone.
The whole country is going to be like. Yep, countries.
It's more than one, and it's a lot. But I'm kind of digging. Somebody had just brought up Putin again. It was about a year ago. He said that he was going to show. He had the evidence to show the American people Soylent Green.
Mm.
Remember, we discussed that several episodes ago.
Let's not mention that. I just had Burger King. That was probably human. Human.
Yeah. No wonder your body was reacting to it. It was probably truck stop hooker meat.
It really was. It was, dude. And it's like, I can't. Well, here's the thing. It's either I eat that or I go in the gas station, I get Little Debbie's. Whatever you get, whatever you want to get fast, it's going to fucking kill you. It's bad.
It's not the protein from the truck stop hooker that bothers you. It's all the protein from the other truckers that the truck stop hooker had in her.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Tomasa said it would be the downfall of a country. Yep. Princess said, I stand by the statement, a lot of the world is barf-tastic.
Yeah, but there's, unfortunately, that's what makes a leader a leader. Sometimes you have to make hard decisions.
Yeah.
And he kind of campaigned on that. And I think once he found out the magnitude of what he was trying to divulge, then he understood the seriousness of it and the ramifications of the information that he was going to release and what it could do globally. Like, it could cause global destruction. It could cause global riots. It could do all kinds of mean, nasty shit. You know, it could cause that guy that has control of nuclear weapons to just say, fuck it. You know, who knows?
This thing, I need a new wick for that.
Looks like you just need to put some goddamn fluid in it.
No, because I just put fluid in it and the fucking shit evaporates.
Usually you pull the thing up. John, screw it. Is there still quite a wick in it?
I don't know.
All you got to do is pull more wick out.
I'll look at it. I feel like fucking...
Just pull more of the John Wick out.
What does this feel like? This feels like... who's the guy that's always smoking like the roaches? That are always fucking like little... Oh, Big Lebowski.
Cheech Marin.
Big Lebowski. He's always like...
Cheech Marin. Or no, Chong. It was Chong. And then found out that it was...
Out. out, dude.
Found out it was an actual cockroach. And when he...
Oh, yeah, that.
When he whispered last... I've done that 100 times, and I hate that.
Yeah, that's bad. That's never good.
And that little roach turning into pumpkin head.
Pumpkin. Hey, it's almost about time to be pumpkin head. Mm-hmm. It's that time of the year again. Coming around the fucking corner. Fall time.
Globally, we're all fucked. It's a big old club. Ain't none of us in it. All we can do is talk about it. And to be honest with you, it's on cruise control. We're not in control. We're just along for the fucking ride. So smile. Enjoy every fucking day we're here. Get drunk, fuck, kiss, hug, tell your brothers you love them, and float on.
And if you're sick of global destruction, go ahead and purchase an ad from RB Advertising, where we are doing 10,000 placements at 6 locations all across Jackson County. Get your business on all 10,000 of these. You can do a half business card.
Is this a shameless plug?
Starting only $79.99.
That was a very, very shameless plug. Unexpected shameless
business plug. Cards going for just $149. That's right. Let us know. We'll be around.
Go to Copeland Welding. He'll yell at you.
Stand out in front of Copeland Welding's door fucking and he'll yell at you.
God. Did you see, I actually did a Rowdy's rant.
I shared it on my page.
So the whole birth of the Rick and Rowdy show was based on a Rowdy rant.
It was.
And I had been advertising with Rick and his grandfather for years and years.
My father.
Or his father for years and years. And it was fucking funnier than shit. We talked about it a couple of times.
Well, I think I came in to see you, and I was like, bro, those fucking videos you do are hilarious.
Well, no, we talked about it one time about doing it, and then I found out you were doing this.
Right.
And then you'd come in, and we talked about it because you saw a couple of the Rowdy rants, and we were like, we ought to do a Rick and Rowdy show. And we kind of like did a test show just to see how we could communicate. And that's what makes a good show is two guys that don't talk over each other or argue for speaking time. That just don't click, and we have fucking clicked. Every show we do, we click. We know
what up, Chris?
We know when to talk, when to shut up.
Yep.
And we just have a nice flow.
I don't want to hit the buttons.
And it has. It's always been a really nice flow, and it's so fucking rare for people to have that. And that was the start of the Rick and Rowdy show, was based off of we had an idea. You went forward with the idea because you started doing podcasts and all this that. And then you started saying, hey, I saw your rants. And then, like, hey, let's do a show. And next thing we know, it's full blown for 2 fucking years straight. And we've kind of straggled. So, you know, 52 weeks in a year, 26 shows.
Yos.
So that's 52 shows, 2 years we did straight. And then we've kind of straggled the last 5, 6 shows.
Well, the straggling started because of my teeth situation. Mm-hmm. I was taking a break in here because I had to have teeth pulled.
And we needed a break anyways.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, going 2 years, fucking no. Like, we only missed
every
like
other
two
Wednesday,
show.
Dude. We only missed like 1 or 2 fucking weeks. Two. Yeah. And that was because of holidays.
Yep.
Literally because of holidays. Other than that, we were on the fucking, on the dime, dude.
Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's be right back time. Oh. This is where we're going to take a 5-minute break.
Damn, you are 1 hour and 37 seconds on the fucking point.
Keith with the chair.
Let me finish my goddamn thought, though, before we do.
All right, go ahead.
So anyways, that was the premise of the show. That was the accident, the experiment, fruition that has turned into this.
Right.
And it's been fucking awesome as shit. I'm not done.
No, it's... And the thing is, you got to think about, a lot of people run out of, like, the gumption. I mean, we don't ever run out of shit to talk about. There's always shit to talk about. And anybody.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You can't get two people to get in a room and do this shit for too long without them, like, having some kind of chemistry. You know what I mean? Like,
sometimes people get in the same room and they have animosity.
Or they feel like one person's trying to take it from them or something.
They start to get a grudge or what? We've had fucking zero of that, dude. Like, fucking zero. Not one time has Rick, after a show, said, hey, man. Or I've said, hey, man, you know, this ain't working out or blah, blah, blah. Or, like, you know, you're stealing the spotlight or whatever. Dude, it's a fucking brotherhood, like a super pure, efficient fucking brotherhood. Two minds as one, differentiating opinions, but the same path and the same fucking goal. So the whole reason I was bringing that up, the rowdy rant that I just fucking did, was this customer. God, I was hoping he would have come in Tuesday.
Because he told him to come back in?
I said, tell you what, sir, at the very end, anybody is on my Facebook, saw the fucking rant. And a lot of guys were hitting me up like, dude, that was spot on, like business owners, this and that. Because you have to ease some shit when you own your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're the only employee, you're self-employed, you're the salesman, you do all aspects of the business. And it gets fucking tiring. And especially when you answer the phone after business hours, and they're still fucking douchebags, and they're almost demanding of you. And it's like, no, motherfucker, I own this. Like, I get to make those decisions.
Right. Like, you're not going to talk to me like I'm a fucking an employee of my own company.
You're not
going to
tell me what to do. And if I was an employee of the company and my boss didn't say, hey, fuck this guy, hang up on him, you know, I'd quit my job.
Be like, hey, dude, you suck as a boss.
But it was fucking hilarious. Like Chris always said, I did. It was spot on. It's funnier than shit. So, like, I finally did another fucking a rowdy's rant and put it out there, and I met every fucking bit of it. And if that dude would have showed up fucking Tuesday when I opened back up with four wheels, I'd have told him to kick rocks.
Right.
And I told him at the end of the conversation that you are one of those people that nobody can make fucking happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that by talking to you on the phone two fucking times after hours when I'm technically on vacation, and I stated that. Like, I closed at 4:30, I answered the phone at 5:15 and 5:40, and I'm not back to work until fucking Tuesday. So anyways, there's my second rowdy's rant.
There it is. All right, y'all. Today I got a beautiful, beautiful piece by Salty Cracker for you. This is talking about women that steal from Target.
I love this guy.
Oh, it's good. It's good. If you don't know who he is, check him out.
Has he ever acknowledged us?
No, he's too big.
What was Al Bundy's son's name, the actor?
Bud. Oh, I don't know.
Whatever his real fucking name is, it was funny.
Oh, I seen that, yeah.
Yeah, one of our guys for the No Man Thirsty Thursday, the National Order of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood, bunch of guys that hang out on Thursday night, act like men, talk like men, tell dirty jokes, shoot pool video games, eat meat, and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound like fucking Valhalla?
Sounds like a good time.
Kind of does sound like Valhalla. So we do that every Thursday, and one of our guys reached out to Bud, whatever the actor's name
Bud
is.
Bud Bundy. I think his name is, I can't remember what it is.
But it was funny as shit. And the guy fucking responded like the prayer hands.
The prayer hands, yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. So, yeah, good shit, man.
Shout out to you, Bud Bundy. We're going to get you on the show Bud one Bundy. Day.
Whatever your name is, we're going to get you on the Rick and Rowdy show.
What is it?
David Faustino.
And shame on us for not knowing that. We apologize to you, sir. If you do hear this, we're not mocking you.
I've always remembered Bud.
But we love you, Bud. We love your sister, Christina Aguilera, more.
Aguilera. I'm pretty sure it's Applegate.
Christina Applegate.
Aguilera was bad too. No. You can't. Man, one Christina to another.
That's why I was being a smart ass. But yeah, we couldn't remember her name either. But
kick her out the pounce, man. Your age is showing, sir. And
we all grew up on that fucking show, and the whole No Man premise. We turned that into a real fucking thing in Liberty Township, and every Thursday night, men hang out. Talk shit, shoot pool, play video games, eat meat, drink, and and B, fucking degenerate ass men.
Degenerate.
And it's fucking awesome. It's a beautiful thing. No cameras allowed.
There you go, folks. Free donuts on Thursdays.
And break time. I carried that on for another 6 minutes.
There you go.
All right.
All right. We will be right back. We're on the other side of this. We get to play Name That Song and Rowdy's Girl of the Week.
Oh, don't forget Smell My Finger.
That too. That's a good one. People like that one. We'll be back. Peace.
Shaday. Shaday. Shaday.
Put it on.
Blow it.
Mama, blow it.
And don't ask me why I'm stealing our tights, bitch, because they $40, bitch. We need the thing to, like, scoop it up.
Ooh! Holy balls. Let's head down to... I'm imagining this is a Democrat-run hellscape. It gotta be a Democrat-run hellscape, eh? Why? Because, well... the multiple layers of criminality over here that won't get a cop involved. Not a single one of these crimes. Lots of crimes going on over here. So let's head down to, I don't know, Chicago, let's just say. Let's get some internet tips from the Black Martha Stewart, a bonnet-wearing LaFonda over here without the bonnet. And she's going to be teaching us, hey, you know when you go to one of them stores and those white supremacists put those tags on the clothes, and then you steal the clothes, and then you need to get rid of them security white supremacy tags? Well, here's how you do it. Okay, number one, that's dumb. What social media platform? Right. I'm demonetized and shadow banned on YouTube for saying that there only needs to be two bathrooms. And here's this dumb asshole on TikTok. She committed a bunch of crimes. It's just like, oh yeah, promoted by the algorithm. Yeah. Yeah, I also get rid of those tags. Whenever I go shopping and they put one of those stupid tags on, I don't know, my hat or my clothing, I go, hey, I got to get rid of that. Oh, you know what? I'm going to set it on fire. No, wait, that's real stupid and dumb. I'm going to get rid of it by paying for it. Yeah. Ancient Chinese text taught me the secret code of how to get rid of white supremacy tags. Yeah, pay for it. Take it to the cash register and say, how much is this? Here you go. And then they take it off for you. But no. LaFonda over here isn't fond of engaging with white supremacy. So in the video, she says, I steal all my clothes. Okay, it's weird. That's weird. You know you're recording yourself, right? You're recording yourself stealing stuff for the sole purpose of broadcasting it to people. That seems like, I don't know, low IQ. Anyway, the low IQ stack up essays, right? She's now in her car with stolen merchandise. I assume that she brought her babies with her to go steal. So that's dumb. Then they take all of their loot to the car. And she says, well, here's the real way to defeat patriarchy, white supremacy. You set the tag on fire. Nope. Nope. Dude, when I was a kid, they used to have tags that would explode. I mean, you go live stream. I want to see what happens when you set one of those on fire, LaFonda. Imagine that. Hope the kid's not in the car with you when you do that. You are setting plastic on fire in a car, and there's small children. The entire thing's full of smoke. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. They're used to it. What? Yeah. Why stop to admitting to crimes? Hey, don't just stack them all. On the table for us, lay them all out. Lay all your criminal cards out on the table for us to see so we can call the police. They ain't gonna work. Police ain't gonna show up to that. Please don't give them. In the Democrat run hellscape? No, this is totally fine. The mother of the year in Democrat hellscape. So that's a big brain plan. I'm gonna go steal a bunch of clothes. I'm gonna bring them to my car. And then I'm gonna set the plastic tags on fire with my kids in the car. And then I'm gonna live stream or make videos about this is how you steal clothing from these stores. Yeah, and this is how I get rid of them tags from stores. Set them on fire. And her chat's like, yeah, take that. Take that, white supremacy. Again, she looks like she's very fond of white supremacy. This chick, That's even her own hair, which probably isn't a blonde straight hair. I don't know. This chick is engaging in a whole bunch of white appropriation over here. But anyway, there you have it. Absolutely zero shame, of course. No, just not at all. And real dumb, real stupid. Hey, let's steal some clothes let's take our kids to go steal clothes. And then poison them in the car on video for the world to see. Holy hell. God help those poor kids. I know odds, but I'm hoping dad's out there. So dad, there's got to be a dad out there to rescue these kids. Oh, man. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching this. Poor Chad kept it up with these poor kids. Getting, I don't know, a whole bunch of toxic poisoning on live stream. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because it's salt. Let's flow.
Was that 5 minutes exactly?
Oh, it was close.
That was close.
Oh, was that 5 minutes exactly?
It's hot as fuck in here. Do me a favor over there, John.
Oh.
Hit that power button on that fire thing, will you? It's on the top right of the fire place.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Holy shit, that was hot. A little bit, man. I got a little bit of that damn rowdy juice in me. Oh, no, that's wrong. Not rowdy juice. Yeah, it's Jim Beam.
Not that juice.
Jim Beam. The fucking juice the, rowdy.
The rowdy
drink.
Serum.
There you go. This shit right here, damn it.
You going through a little menopause? You know, it's a little hot. I feel sweaty all of a sudden.
You know what? I think I'm just going to switch to beer.
Let's do. I did last night. I got really hot. Or menopause.
John, we don't got a camera on John today. He's around.
You're over.
That's okay. John's
around. You're over 50. It could be menopause.
Could be. Yeah. Welcome back to the Rick and Rowdy
Show. Don't hold back. Check with your doctor. You too could be a victim of menopause.
You too could be a victim.
Have you been married? Have you had a long-term girlfriend? Consult your doctor about menopause.
About menopause. You know what?
Side effects. Are cranky, overheating, sore back, bad knees.
Bad knees. They all got bad knees.
Right. Strained vocal cords. aggression.
Aggression. You know, we used to have this thing on here.
Bell ringing.
It was a little kind of a side funny thing called Wheelchair of the Week. Let's check it out. Okay, well, we do not have a stinger for that, which I thought we would.
Son of a bitch.
But I thought we had one. Let's see. Is there nothing there? Nothing's there. What the hell happened to it? I'll tell you exactly what happened to it. I put it somewhere. Now I don't know where it is. Oh, you know what? Watch it be right here. Is it here? Nope, it's not there.
Now that I figured out I have a new fetish, though, we could do Rowdy's Hot Chicken Wheelchair of the Week.
I mean, you could.
Or we could do
eventually we're gonna run out of hot chicks and wheelchairs.
We could do Rick's hot chair in a wheel
hot chicken. Hot chair in a wheelchair.
Hot chicken, a hot wheelchair of the week.
Stolen.
Like that chair's badass. Look at the wheels on that motherfucker.
I wonder if they do get like medical people that steal medical supplies.
Duh. That is not real.
Well, no, it's not real. It was fake. It looked real, though, didn't it?
It was pretty fucking impressive.
Let's go back. Let's check it out one more time. You won't be able to hear us because I didn't put the audio in. One more time. Let's check it out.
Me and the devil walking side by side.
You will train. You will win.
You will train.
All right, yeah, I do got to take my hoodie up. I'm getting way too hot. Rowdy, why don't you tell them about your latest...
Now you're hot. Now you're cold.
I know. It's definitely
menopause. You got menopause, bro.
Tell them about your latest fucking serum that you've been developing.
Don't deny it. Deny it. Deny it. Don't deny it. You've got menopause.
You can't talk. None of
which
us can fucking
which
talk.
Fucking serum? Dude, we have 2 hours to get fucked up here, and I'm doing my best.
Oh, fuck.
I'm overachieving. We're at hour 1.
Well, hold on a second, okay?
Imagine how awesome it's going to be at hour 2.
In my defense, it's it's been fucking cold today because it's been rainy all day. It's been fucking windy and rainy. And
was it the electric heater in here put you over the edge?
Well, no, that too. Yeah, I turned that on earlier.
69 degrees in here.
Oh, you'll notice that I have the fire extinguisher over by my keyboard because when I turned on the heat today to give it a good go through,
yeah,
should have left that fucking door open. I heard something go ding 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 in there, and I was like, yeah, fucking mice.
Something was. Flipping around, another ting ting
ting. Yep, Tomas said I'm in his wheelchair.
Fucking Saturday morning, like I walked outside and see my breath,
mm-hmm.
and it was uncomfortably cold. I like to sleep at 62, 64 degrees in my bedroom, and I walked out and I was like, God damn, turn that fucker on. Oh, dude, the stench and the dust, you know.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
Your shit not being used all year, all that.
Yeah, so needless to say, next time I turn that on, I'm going to have the door open.
And that was at the cabin. I don't have mice that are, like, visible. Like, there's no signs of them. There's no turds. It's a cabin. We put the fucking silverware. Being us.
She's got to go. She's a professional gamer, dude.
We were just going to talk about random kittens and mailboxes, and she's going to miss it all.
Mess at all the good stuff.
Is she local?
No.
Damn it. How far?
Down south, I think.
Georgia. Put a GoPro by it.
Right.
Look at people's facial expressions like, oh.
It'd be more like, what the fuck?
And then we put them on prime time like, you won.
You got
Rick and Rowdy's free kitten of the week.
Right. Free kitten of the week. How many fucking cats would we have a free kitten of the week?
Or we just stuff it in the UPS box.
Speaking of kittens of the week,
put enough paper around it.
Subscribe, hit the notification bell, and give us a like for good measure. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Put it up packing around it where it doesn't make too much noise. You know, when you're handing them the box, it's not moving all over the place.
Today on Channel 7 News, we bring you kittens in a mailbox.
Rick and Rowdy accused of illegally transporting kittens across state and county lines.
You know, where the hell are you supposed to take these cats when you find them? They just show up one day and you're like, well, I guess I got to spend a bunch of money. And
right. Well, it's like, you know, the old days. Plastic bag, rocking it.
Rocking it.
Random river.
Oh, it's bad.
No, it's terrible.
That's horrible.
I wouldn't fucking do that. I like kittens.
You know what's even more horrible?
Oh, this
put one of the collars.
This bag of ice.
Got a camera on it.
Leaking on this fucking electrical outlet.
Well, don't do that. Oh, well, my God.
I didn't fucking put this light here. Somebody else did.
Yeah, that's fucking Nick. Way to go,
Nick. Trying to kill us.
I think we should do, what's that song? Let's just get that going. Let's get that going. Get it out the way. How about that, huh? How about that, huh?
Put one of the collars got the camera on it.
Dude, some of those videos are
see the video
crazy.
Of them opening the door? It's like, my new home.
Uh-huh. All right.
No, I love kittens. I wouldn't fucking do that. There's the story. I'm sorry. Am I cutting you off on the story?
No.
Because I got a fucking good one.
Oh, you got a good one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Story time!
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look in a book.
My
reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
Love that.
What is the gestation period for pregnancy on a fucking cat?
I don't know.
How good long question. From the point the cat gets pregnant?
Hey, should we ask the fucking AI?
Birth. Yes, ask AI.
How long after
the cat finger gets pregnant, a cat give birth? Does it take for it to give birth?
Anything?
The gestation period for a cat is typically about 63 to 65 days, which is roughly 9 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to know about the common signs of cat pregnancy?
No.
You nailed it. Yes. So when I got drunk that night after show on a very rainy night, and Keith and John talked me into stealing that fucking cat from you.
John didn't. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, John and Keith were like, yeah, go save it, Rowdy, go save it. And I woke up the next morning. I'm like, where the fuck did this cat come from? And I'm like, oh, fuck, we stole that from Rick's last night.
Yeah.
So I called Rick and said, hey, we stole that cat you were telling us about that was all wet and homeless in your fucking driveway. And I got it back in my house, and it gave birth to 3 kittens 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
On a Friday. And Scooter Shuffles and his girlfriend were fortunately over at the house, and the cat cut coming out and bothering his girlfriend, and finally she come in the garage and saw that that was not a turd hanging out of her butthole, but it was a kitten head, and it gave birth to 3 kittens, which I'm bringing out here and dropping off at your house.
You will not.
Yes, I will. I'll put them in your mailbox.
You better have cameras attached to your fucking collar.
In your neighbor's mailbox.
All right. I hope you have somebody drive you and you get too drunk to remember where it's at.
With a like, little card that says compliments wheelchair Rick. So we drunkenly stole a pregnant fucking cat from your house, bro.
Yeah, I do remember that. That was the thing.
Yeah, it was pregnant. It gave babies. What was funny is it looked pregnant it looked skinny and pathetic as fuck when we got it. Then Keith fed it a cheeseburger on the way home. Then it ate a whole bowl of cat food. The guys are grabbing it like, oh, this cat's pregnant. And I was like, hasn't ate in weeks. And then the next day it was skinny. And they're like, oh, yeah, yep, it's not pregnant. It just had to shit. To holy fuck, it just popped out 3 babies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 3 beautiful fucking kittens. They just opened their eyes. I've got them on my back porch or... God damn it, dude. Fuck you.
Take him to the Jackson County animal shelter.
No, I can't do that.
Like they'll find good homes.
I'll find him a good, through the show and through friends, we will find him a good home.
We're going to call him Wheelhouse fucking Runts.
God damn it, dude. I was like.
Stolen, mind you.
Stolen. Wheelhouse
Runts. I never told you to take that fucking cat.
Stolen, drunken, pregnant cat.
I'm sorry, you did too.
No. Well, I did, but you never did. When I went inside, you rolled off, and I was like, okay, that's it.
Yeah. Well, you know the old saying.
Huh?
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, you stole a cat. That's cool.
A good one.
Oh, it's pregnant.
That was a good story, Rowdy.
It fucking sucks. The kittens are beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they live right on my back porch. I see them every day.
Mm-hmm.
I go to pet them, and they hiss at me because they're wild as fuck. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
No, they do that when they're younger.
Yep.
Yep, until they get old enough to know you.
There's my story.
There it is.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look in a book.
My
reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
You think it's a game?
Its name is not Becky. Becky is my bookkeeper.
Fucking Becky.
The cat's Mama Cat.
There's
15 different names for this fucking cat.
Oh, I'm sure you probably gets a new one every time. Fucking no ma'am.
No ma'am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Assholes.
Fucking whore. Whore Teresa. Not Teresa. Whore Tammy.
Good Lord.
Whore Tammy. Tammy.
What direction were we going before we got sidetracked by that shit story?
It's time for What's That Song? Okay.
I actually could have named all 3 of those.
Could you?
Yeah.
What are they?
You have to play them again.
No. You get one. One try. One.
My new Megadeth.
Yep.
Symphony of Destruction.
What's the one before that?
Baby's Got Back.
Yep. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yep.
And I can't remember the first one, though.
Hmm. Okay, just because I can't remember. Let's see. You should know that right there.
I do. That smell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Leonard Skinner.
All right. Welcome to What's That Song, where I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the beginning of the
Skinner
song.
Leonard?
And you guys will have to try to guess what it is. Now, for this, you cannot look at my screen. You got to look away from the screen, Rowdy.
Oh, I got to look away?
Well, everybody can play. Right, but yeah, well, but you can't look at the screen.
I'm
and then
looking
John,
at the camera.
You cannot play, John. Okay?
John, you can't. Well, he plays.
All right, so here's the first one. Ready?
He plays when nobody's looking.
Oh, wait. Wait, oh, you already heard it. What was it? Do you know it?
Oh, come on. It's got to be better than that.
John knows it. He's like, I know it. Don't tell him, John.
Camera.
Don't tell him, John.
Play it again.
Ready? That's all you need, bro, really.
It is Elton John. It is.
What is it? Elton John what?
My baby skies are... I don't fucking know. I know it's Elton John.
That's not Elton John, obviously.
Blue Jean Baby. It's Blue Jean Baby.
No.
Blue Eyes.
No. Come on, guys. What is it in the chat?
Blue Eyed Baby. Blue Jeans.
What is that song?
Beastly Eyes.
Beastly Eyes?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, because I don't listen to fucking Elton John, but I knew it was Elton John.
I mean, Elton, yeah, that was like a giveaway.
Piano was a dead giveaway.
Oh, Keith, you're wrong. Part of that's right, but that's wrong.
Can I look now?
Yeah, you can look.
Okay.
Rockman. Nope, it's not Rockman.
I'm giving you a hint.
Tiny Dancer.
Hey! There it is. There it is.
Look how dirty my thumb is. Jesus.
Gross.
Could have washed. Oh, it's fucking spray paint. It's not butt juice.
All right. Now, second one. Don't look at the screen. And we're going to go to this one. Just a little bit at first. Okay. What do you think?
Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yes and no.
I'll give it to him for this one, but he has to name the song. Anybody in the chat? What do you think,
Keith? I don't fucking know. God damn it.
I got to put this mirror away, isn't it?
Sucks when you know the song, but you don't know the song.
You know what it is. Come on.
Ooh, that smell. Oh, no.
Keith got it.
It was Layla.
Layla, button down. But it's a fast version.
Yeah, but the riff's the same.
I can play these songs because these are just covers.
Rocket Man, you are way off.
I know, that's what I said. Oh, shit. I gotta open this with my special device here. Damn, he's yelling at it.
Jesus Christ, how many keys you got, bro?
Too many.
Layla! Get me on my knees, Layla! Bend on the knees,
I got
yeah!
This is actually by the HSCC.
I'm 2-for-2 on the players, 1-0 on the guesses.
I got some trivia for you.
Hold on, John. Right after this last song, okay? Here we go.
Look away.
Last one. Here we go. Ooh, that's a little harder one.
No.
That's a little harder one. What do you think, Keith? You got an idea? Here, let's play it one more time. Okay, we're going to go back. We're going to hit it.
Man, I was like Neil Young or God damn, I know that riff. Fuck.
It's crazy because the song itself, you'll know from anywhere. But, like, that first little
the
part
opening,
where it comes in,
intro.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is that? I thought the same thing. I was like,
it's almost like
a good
Captain
one.
Hook or, fuck. It's the 60s, 70s.
Think violin.
Yeah, I can hear it.
You can hear it.
I'm trying to think it. I'm rubbing my lucky thumb.
Mm.
Come on, lucky thumb. Nope, he ain't got nothing.
Mississippi Moon is Keith.
Oh.
Ricky Compton, come in with the doobie, brother.
God damn. I knew it was like something old. Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking Ricky Compton. Guess what, Ricky?
How the fuck did you pull that out of that? Good shit.
Ricky, you win a compilation prize.
That's what happens when you masturbate to Doobie Brothers songs 3 to 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Finally paid off. Won you a wheelchair mafia t-shirt.
Yes. God damn. Nope. Bravo, brother.
Good job. Good job, Ricky.
Bravo, sir. Mississippi Queen or Mississippi, hold back water.
Keith had it right.
Hold back water. Hold back water.
But Keith
was it Mississippi Moon?
Mississippi Moon.
Oh, Doobie Brothers
Compton.
Was the band.
Ricky Compton had the band, right.
Oh, okay. Well, Keith won it.
Keith, you can get a prize when you see me as well.
Fuck you, Keith.
Yeah, Keith's always playing. He's always winning.
It's not fair. He's like a fucking musical dictionary.
Right. Ready?
Oh, look at that. Nice tone, bro.
Like that?
Nice tone.
I was working on that over the weekend. All right. Well, thanks for playing.
Pinch your nuts a little.
Thanks for playing. What's that song?
Suck it, nerds.
Yeah, 3 intro songs he did get.
And
all right, in order to
so
say
wait,
this,
there's
John,
no
you
champion
here so we can hear you.
That was Keith got one.
And then Ricky got.
Ricky got.
Well, Ricky.
No, who got the.
Keith got the third
one. And the third one.
Yeah, but he didn't get the name of the.
Well, he named the song. He didn't name the band.
He didn't name the guys.
Yeah, so what we're asking, were we asking the name
what's
of the song?
That,
or?
What's that song? You're right, though. What's that? What's
yeah,
that name
it's
that
what's
thing?
That song. He named the song. So
okay, well, in that case,
technically, Keith got me 2-1, but I got
Keith
the 3 intro songs. Eat a dick.
All right. What's that? What is it?
All right. So, how did Eric Clapton earn the nickname Slow Hand?
Okay.
Interesting question.
You guys thinking out there.
I can't answer that.
You guys thinking out there and fucking.
Eric Clapton. Why was he known as Slow Hand?
Eric Clapton.
Why was he divorced 3 times?
Hey!
What was the answer?
Changing picks, guitar picks.
Oh!
Notorious.
He was notorious for breaking strings.
So he would.
So he was live in concert, change the strings. The audience would clap slowly. Slow hand. Let's give Eric a slow hand here while he gets his strings fucking changed. That's pretty funny.
I think we ought to give Keith a slow hand.
Let's give Keith a slow hand.
Clapping one hand.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
Yep. All right. You know how this goes. Wheelchair. That's right.
Pervertism has thrown me off of my fucking railroad track. Sun and the streets and the moon. Actually, I was trying to impersonate.
I was waiting for something.
I was trying to impersonate the other one. Yeah.
Mm. You talking about Lawrence Fishburne? No, not
no.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. He's so articulate. He actually
even before him though, like
he actually had to be coached to talk like that.
You know what I mean though? Like you watch shows on Hulu, Netflix, whatever. Like old historian back in the fucking back in like the castle days of times and shit like that.
They call them orators.
Right, or even back in, like, the 20s, back in the 1920s, the roaring 20s. Like, back in the day, people had such, like, articulate mannerisms of talking. Everything would be, like, so perfectly put.
We talked about that. We touched on that so many fucking times.
Down.
We talked about the great commentators. Even Ron Reagan was a great commentator. Who was the two big radio show guys we talked about? Walter Cronkite and my favorite. Can't even say his fucking name because I'm drunk.
Something's wrong here.
Shit. Yeah, your bottle is tiny.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on with this fucking tiny? I'm like, am I high or is this bottle just really fucking small right now? It's a
mini Corona.
I'm like, dude.
Paul Harvey, thank you, sir.
I thought I was going fucking crazy.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Paul Harvey.
Keith is on a roll.
Harvey Oswald.
God, he is, too. Did you take extra meds there, Keith? Because you're pretty sharp tonight, bud.
Put the lotion in the bucket, Keith.
No, Tomas, not Rush. Not Rush Limbaugh.
Because nowadays, people get too butt hurt. I don't know what that's for, but yeah, we're just reading back. Anyway.
Getting Lee is a
person. No, speaking of reporters and people that knew how to word shit.
Well, people that just knew how to speak.
What was the guy's name that went over with the fucking the army troops in World War II? He was one of like the fucking
Dan Rather.
Burkoff or no, not is it Rather?
Name
he was one of them.
Oh, Dan Rather, he was a fucking communist.
He was one of them, but not that guy.
Wasn't he kicked out of the US for giving away the troops' locations?
Yeah, Dan was a fucking communist. I don't think he did that on purpose, but
he didn't do it on purpose, but he did, and he was kicked
Brokaw
out.
And Dan Rather, and I mean they're okay,
Brokaw,
but I'm
Tom Brokaw or whatever.
I'm talking about good speakers. And who is Keith?